Hey everyone, I'm Brittany Laughland, and this is Reviews of the Nerds. Today, I'm reviewing the Disney Plus series, Loki. Loki is the latest series in the MCU's string of successful Disney Plus shows, following The Falcon and the Winter Soldier and WandaVision, respectively. The series picks up right where we last saw Loki in Avengers Endgame, after he steals the Tesseract back again and disappears into space and time from 2012 New York. The first episode wonderfully sets the tone for the rest of the six-episode series, and I have to admit, it has become my favorite thing the MCU has ever produced. Throughout the miniseries, we see Loki being forced to confront the atrocities he's committed, but more importantly, he's forced to confront himself. We see this first by him being interrogated in episode 1 by Mobius, played brilliantly by Owen Wilson, a top agent for the Time Variance Authority, a police-type task force tasked with upholding the sacred timeline created by the mysterious timekeepers. He then continues to self-reflect when he meets Sylvie, played by the amazing Sophia DiMartino in episode 2, a female variant of himself. What follows is a series of timey-wimey twists, turns, and unfortunate events. The heart and soul of Loki is the many conversations and emotional moments the characters have with each other. It was heartwarming to see Loki develop a friendship and camaraderie with Mobius, and breathtaking to see him and Sylvie fall into a delicately beautiful love for one another for the first time in their lonely lives. But most of all, we get to see Loki grow and develop, and by the end, become someone whom we can call a hero. While the time-traveling, various Lokis, and ultimate introduction to the multiverse at the conclusion of this series is the fascinating plot, it's all the moments that Loki has with everyone, from Hunter B-15 to Sylvie to Jonathan Majors' eccentric He Who Remains, that really drew me in and kept me coming back for more. And while the series ends on a bleak cliffhanger, we have season 2 to look forward to hopefully wrap up the loose threads we were left with. Director Kate Herron and head writer Michael Waldron, along with extensive input from Tom Hiddleston, who served as an executive producer for the series, have together created something smart, funny, and beautifully emotional. I give the series Loki a 9.5 out of 10 stars. Be sure to check out the behind-the-scenes documentary episode on Marvel's Assembled on Disney Plus, too. You really feel the love the creative team put into the show. I'm Brittany Laughland, and remember, be sure to tell your loved ones you love them. For all time, always.